Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a disaster. I mean, you talk about dysfunction. Bro, I mean, it's just nobody wants to work for them. Let's be honest. You know, one of the conditions if you're going to go work for the Mets as the GM is you got to keep the three guys that are there now. They're still going to work for them.
And the manager.
And the manager, right.
And you've got to keep Jeff Wilpon abreast of everything that happens.
Everything.
Tell me if I'm wrong about this.
And Fred. You got to talk to both of them.
You got to talk to them separately.
And both of them are on different pages. It's right. Not even like they're on the same page. Oh, it's a disaster.
Tell me if I'm wrong about this. Right now, I would sign for a healthy Sandy Alderson to come back and run
this
team.
Yes, of course.
That's how bad this is.
At least it was stability.
Exactly. And I feel if they hire, what's the kid's name from Tampa? Chime Bloom?
Yeah, but they're not going to hire him. He's a 35-year-old guy,
Let's say they hire him. Okay. You know what it means? It means he's going to be Jeff Wilpon's intern. That's what it means.
Wow.
He's going to say, all right, Chime, get me some coffee, please.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who you're about to sign. We're about to sign
LaRocque.
Blah, blah, blah. LaRocque, do I think it's going
to
be him?
No, that's what it seems to be.
That's been my prediction all along, The truth
LaRocque,
is...
Gary LaRocque,
I don't have faith in anybody because of the way the organization is going to be structured and run.
Well, how could you?
I don't. I would have more faith in Sandy Alderson still being here, and that's why whenever we talked about replacing Sandy, Sandy's got to go. The one thing I would always say is, that's fine, but Jeff Wilpon is going to hire the replacement. Do you trust Jeff Wilpon to hire the replacement? And that was always the thing that made you stand back and say, well, hold on, let me think about this for a second, you know? Because sometimes the devil you don't know is a hell of a lot worse than the devil you do know.
I completely
Not
agree.
Not that Sandy's a devil by
no,
any stretch.
No, but at least you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting with the guy that's already that, you know, the one that you know, let's be honest, as opposed to the unknown.
It is.
So you know what you're getting.
It's an embarrassment around the league. Everybody's laughing
Embarrassing.
At the Mets.
Everybody turns him down, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable.
And I'm sure when Jeff Passan joins us at 11, he'll eloquently destroy the New York Mets organization as well. He does that very well.
He does. And it's sad because there is actually some, you know, some talent on his team. I mean, there is, you know. But, I mean, the leadership is just so bad. I mean, I can't think. You know, we could talk all we want about how bad Dolan is, how bad the Johnson brothers are. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, please. It's like Bob Kraft and the Rooneys compared to what the Wilpons are. You got to be kidding.
The more I think about it, the more I don't think Dolan and Woody are really all that bad at this state.
No.
At this state. And what I mean by that is the evidence is there that Dolan is staying away from Mills and Perry.
I completely agree.
That's the evidence, right?
And look, we're seeing the Jets. I mean, whatever, say whatever you want. I mean, there's some nice young talent on his football team.
Yeah.
So, I mean... But the Mets situation is just, it's unbelievable how bad it is.
It's very bad, and you're right that they are not that far off. I think with a competent GM and money to spend, this team can turn very quickly.
Right.
But just this hiring process is depressing. I can't even endorse anybody because no matter who they hire, I think it's just going to go down this horrible wormhole where Jeff Wilpon is the GM anyway.
Of course.
So what the heck's the difference?
And what did I read? I guess it was Joel Sherman had a great article about it today where he's talking about, you know, like, even like, you know, there's no such, like, everything has to go through the owners, and you got to talk to both of them.
Right.
And he's basically saying it's not exactly like they're 2-minute conversations with these guys.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, really?
Yeah.
So who the hell would want it? You can't blame
You're
anybody.
You're seeing who wants it.
Right.
You're seeing...
Guys that are desperate for a job.
Right.
That's it.
Either a guy that's been in baseball for a long time who wants that big break, like LaRocque.
Right.
A guy who's been out of baseball wants another opportunity, Doug Melvin.
Doug Melvin,
Or a 35-year-old who says, hey, I want a shot to be the GM.
Right.
I'll live with all this bad stuff.
Right, right.
Those are your candidates. Because of the climate that's created by the ownership. The ownership is very, very bad.
Very bad.
And I want to sit here one day, like I'm saying about Dolan. I think I'm being complimentary. I really believe the evidence is there. And I know I'm not a Knicks fan. I get that. But as a basketball fan, I see evidence that he's not involved anymore.
I have said over and over again, If Dolan owned the Mets, he would buy Manny Machado would be on the Mets. That he would sign every possible big free agent he could sign.
But you know what? You're right about that. And I think that's always been the case. But I think now we're seeing him realize, hey, I got to hire people and get out of the way.
But basketball is a different situation because of the way to, you know, the whole way to, the structure is set up.
Right.
I mean, and, you know, baseball, you know, you can go out and sign a big name guy and there's no, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, the cap and going over the cap and all that. You don't have to worry about that.
Right. You can just spend.
No,
and I get that. And I think from a financial standpoint, that's always been the case.
Sure.
Where James Dolan would spend, the Wilpons don't spend. No question about it. What's concerning me here isn't even money. It's the fact that there needs to be this control,
right,
which
right.
is scaring away good candidates.
No question about it.
That's a problem.
Yep.
And that's something, at least right now, and it could change. I admit it could change. I am seeing evidence that Dolan has stepped away.
Yep.
Where he's saying, you know what, Perry and Mills, go do it.
Yep.
That's why they didn't even call the T-Wolves about Jimmy Butler.
Right.
They didn't even call him.
Which was
that's
the right move.
That's a great sign.
That's a tremendous move. And obviously the Johnsons, you know, they don't really get involved in the day-to-day operation of the team. They're not really involved. McCagnan basically is running the show.
Yeah, and that's what I want from an owner. Here's what I want from an owner. You're going to spend the money, you're going to write the checks, and you're going to hire people and let them do their job. That's what I want from an owner. That's my perfect owner.
Right, right. Yeah,
and there are a lot of them, that don't do that.
Yeah.
They pressure the GM or president to do what they want, and that's why the Mets are ending up with the candidates they're ending up with, and that's why this whole search is a farce. And think about what Jeff was saying on that Sunday, that buried Sunday, because it was a football Sunday, so no one was paying attention, when he says, yeah, I'd like these guys to be back, but of course the new GM can decide. What are you talking about?
Right.
You're interviewing the
new
GM.
Right, right. And if I'm not, isn't Rico part of the, John Rico's part of the search?
He's part of the search.
He's part of the search. So, what do you think, he's going to find the guy and then they're going to get rid of him?
At this point, just hire Omar. That's it. Just hire him and let's get the hell
out
of here.
You know what? That's right. You know, I'm with you 100%. Forget Rico. Forget Ricciardi. Give Omar the job. You know, we know what Omar can do the job and do a solid job. We know all the guys he brought here. We know what he did. Let Omar Omar the job.
I'm
100% with that.
And here's the other thing about Omar.
Let's do it.
I'm about to call Jeff Wilpon on his BS, what I think is BS. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right,
I'd love to be wrong about this. He basically blames Sandy for the lack of spending. He said, hey, we gave the GM what they wanted.
Come on.
Well, here's one thing I know about Omar, all right? When Omar was the GM of this team,
they spent. Pedro, Beltran.
Delgado picking up his contract from the Marlins, Santana.
Yep, yep.
So if that's true, which I don't think it is, but if that's true, that the GM is dictating how much they spend, I would trust that Omar Minaya, the first thing he's going to say is Manny Machado.
That's it. You hit it right on the head. Give Omar the damn job. That's it.
Quit the farce.
Quit it. I got confidence. I think most Met fans would sign off on it and say, okay, give us Omar and let's go.
This is Dick Cheney circa 1999-2000.
That's it.
President Busher, Governor Bush says, hey, Dick, can you find me a VP candidate? And Cheney says, sure, I'll go look for it. And then he comes back and says, me. I don't think it actually went that way.
Probably
but whatever.
Not. You think Omar's going to Jeff and saying, it's me? I'm the guy, can you hire me already?
He's pulling a Cheney.
Beningo and Roberts are saying, hire me. Can you hire me now? Like, he's really, you know, a guy, sure, he loves us.
And one quick thing about
Manny.
He
loves the fact that you spend, you know, that you're a season ticket holder.
Oh, they love that.
They love that.
They should love me for that.
They should, but they don't give you enough love.
No, not enough. I want winning is the love,
well,
man.
Well, of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.